Welcome to ParentChildConnect.com. I am Olaolu Ogunyemi. How to inspire your child for life. Inspirational quotes from my parents, part 2. 10 quotes came to mind when I decided to share inspirational quotes from my parents that inspired me in part 1 of this series. My siblings responded by sending me some of their favorite quotes from our parents. And some of you were shocked that I was able to draw inspiration or anything profound from some of the quote-unquote meaningless quotes. With that in mind, I will begin with something I wrote at the very end of part 1. No matter if you're leading children in a classroom, troops on a battlefield, a small project team, or any other person or group of people, you never know how what you say or do will impact those you lead. So use that to your advantage. I challenge you to be intentional in your daily interactions. Also, remember that when you mess up, your response, intentions, and commitment to leading with love will make the difference in how those you lead perceive your mistakes. With that, let's dive into part 2 of how to inspire your child for life. Inspirational quotes from my parents. Inspirational quote number 6. Olaolu, I know you are a Marine, but don't drive your family, because you might drive them away. Lead your family. Dad. This is obviously one of the more recent quotes in this list. I was a brand new officer in the Marine Corps who had learned a new type of leadership from the sergeant instructors at Officer Candidate School. Yeah, of course I loved my family, but I wanted to train them to be timely, organized, and prepared for the real world. I was determined to be empathetic and understanding, but firm, consistent, and I'd hold them accountable. My dad patiently listened to me as I explained all the great things I had learned as a new Marine officer and how I'd use those lessons to lead my family. He interjected every once in a while as I laid out examples of how I would implement my new leadership philosophy. Of course, I had a response for each interjection because, you know, I had it all figured out. When I finally finished, he responded with the above quote. Lesson learned. This was another quote that I did not immediately receive, but it began to make more sense as time progressed. My dad explained that though I had great intentions, my militant tone, disposition, and philosophy was bordering autocracy. He intentionally used the word drive to emphasize his point. Drive has several definitions, but the first three are to operate and control the direction of, to propel or carry along by force, and to urge or force animals or people to move in a specified direction. He taught me one of the most valuable lessons about leadership that afternoon. If you attempt to control those you lead by force, which is coercion or manipulation, you will force or push them in the opposite direction. Instead, he encouraged me to lead them. That means I must empathetically understand and meet each of their unique needs to make them better contributors to the team's, or in this case, family's, overall goals. Each person becomes better because of my example, words, and actions. That is the ultimate goal. Inspirational quote number 7. Do it right the first time, Mom. I, like most people, always just wanted to finish whatever task list I had so I can do my own thing. Whether it was cleaning my room, folding and ironing my clothes, washing dishes, or anything else, I would rush through so I could do whatever recreational activity I had planned that day. I would inform my mom when I finished, and she would expect. Without fail, she would find that my clothes were in a ball and stuffed into my drawer. She would find that my khakis were somehow triple or quadruple creased. My mom would even find entire pieces of food still stuck to the dishes I, quote-unquote, washed. What's funny is somehow I was always shocked that she'd make me do it again. Didn't she know she was stopping me from getting to my recreation time? To make matters worse, it would usually be a school night, so my recreational time was already limited. Regardless, she would always leave me with the above quote. Lesson learned. My mom was teaching me to create and maintain priorities. I initially thought she just wanted to keep me from having fun. Contrarily, she was teaching me to allocate the appropriate time, resources, and effort to each priority so I can have time to do the things that I want. This lesson has not only helped me in my professional life, but has helped me to ensure I make time to build and maintain personal spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental strength. Inspirational quote number 8. Your mouth is moving faster than your brain. Think before you speak. Dad. Have you ever heard someone just ramble? You know, the person who just says a lot of meaningless words, spews empty rhetoric, or makes hollow promises. It's even worse when those people are in a leadership position. That's when this character flaw is costly. Well, my dad recognized how costly this would be and sought to teach each of us the think first philosophy at an early age. I've heard people in the Marine Corps say, PTT stands for push to talk, not push to think. That's radio jargon for those who didn't know. So here's what I learned. My dad was teaching us one of life's most valuable lessons that, quite honestly, many leaders and politicians need to learn. I learned a few things from this. Be a man of your word. Don't promise something you cannot or will not deliver. Don't be reactionary. Sometimes saying the first thing that comes to your mind can be costly because you cannot take it back. Think, then respond. And then lastly, never pass up a good opportunity to shut up and listen. You learn more about people and understand their needs when you listen to understand instead of listening to respond. This ties in well with the other lesson about empathetic listening. Inspirational quote number 9. You should never look back on a day and see that you accomplished nothing. Mom. I remember my mom would come home from a long weekend day of running errands to find us just, lounging around. None of our chores were complete. Our teeth may or may not have been brushed. We hadn't showered or changed clothes. And when she asked what we had been doing, the frustrating but accurate answer she would receive is, I don't know. We couldn't even say that we rested because we were still tired. The obvious truth was that we hadn't accomplished anything that day. That's when my mom would say the above quote. So here's what I learned. Feeding upon the previous lessons on establishing and maintaining priorities, my mom was teaching us how to establish and achieve daily goals. These daily achievements are cumulative, and they create what Dave Ramsey calls the snowball effect in finance and what Jim Collins refers to as the flywheel effect in businesses that went from good to great. Those small personal and professional daily achievements build upon each other over time and create momentum. That momentum builds you into a successful leader, team, family, or organization. As such, my mom was teaching us how to establish winning habits to build successful personal and professional lives and healthy families of our own. If you're interested, check out my post, Establishing Winning Habits, if you want to learn more about habit creation. And you can check out my post, Chasing Purpose is Better Than Chasing Success, if you want to learn more about living a purposeful life. Both of these links are in my post. Inspirational quote number 10. He's your brother. He's all you got. You should always have each other's backs. Mom. My siblings and I have a great relationship. We literally talk and enjoy each other's company every day. If one of us is unaccounted for, you can expect to receive an individual text or call. We weren't always like that, though. Because we were ultra competitive, there were times people would call our parents thinking that we were going to kill each other. Soon after, our parents would find us laughing and playing as if nothing ever happened. Even so, that childlike short-term memory began to wane over time. My parents could tell that there were some issues that would linger from day to day. And if they didn't intervene, envy, animosity, and hatred would soon reveal itself. So here's what I learned. Joining the Marine Corps was a very natural move for me because the lessons that my parents taught us transitioned perfectly. They taught us that no matter what happens in life, you will always have each other. There is always someone you can turn to, even if you feel like the world is against you. Therefore, I must love and cherish my family. I should treat them with honor, dignity, and respect while ensuring I prioritize their needs above my own. I should be their biggest fan, supporter, and reliable accountability partner. And I should give my time and efforts freely without expecting anything in return. And when the time comes, I should be prepared to stand shoulder to shoulder with them and physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually fight. If I somehow manage to forget every other lesson I have learned, this is the lesson I will not forget. So I will end with this encouragement for you. Fight with, not against, and for your loved ones. Never give up on fighting for healthy relationships and fighting to keep everyone engaged on your team. You have everything you need within you to inspire the next generation. So keep fighting and lead well. I have a few honorable mention inspirational quotes. As I said before, my siblings bombarded me with quotes from my parents. However, I had to narrow them down to keep this series from extending through the new year. So here are just four more honorable mention inspirational quotes, not in any particular order. Honorable mention inspirational quote number one. There is a time for everything, Dad. You know, this one's pretty self-explanatory. Read the room and know when it's time for certain actions and words. Honorable mention inspirational quote number two. If everyone else was jumping off a cliff, would you? Mom. I know a lot of parents used to say this one, but the message isn't missed. Educate yourself and have a purpose for everything you do. Never just blindly follow the masses. Honorable mention quote number three. Sell your shares, Dad. I didn't even know what this meant when my dad would walk around turning off all the lights and stopping us from running water while brushing our teeth. He was jokingly telling us to, quote unquote, sell our shares of the electric and water companies we were allegedly making rich. In reality, he was teaching us to be mindful of how we use our limited resources. And lastly, but not least, honorable mention quote number 4, learn something new every day. Mom, my parents taught us to be continual learners and to never be content with your current knowledge. Whether it be reading, listening to podcasts, watching documentaries, attending formal education or training in our professional careers, or obtaining advanced degrees, they always wanted us to maintain a sharp mind. Come to think of it, I don't think there has been a period of time where one of the 6 of us has not been attending some form of formal education program beyond high school since 1994. These lessons actually work. Well, folks, that's all I have for today. Thanks for reading, and have a wonderful week.